But tonight, message is going to be different. I want you to pay attention. Amen. Come on, brother. And we're going to get started this evening. Turn to Hebrews chapter number 4. Now, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Sit still. I don't want nobody talking, nobody getting up, going out while I'm preaching. Okay? Sit real, real still, because it won't be long, and you'll get the message, and in just a minute, you're going to be shocked at some of the things you see and some of the things that you hear. So tonight, I want you to listen real, real careful. Give me your undivided attention and look at Hebrews chapter number 4. And look at verse 7. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today. The Bible always says that, today. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. All the way through the Bible, it says today, today, today. The Bible never says anything about doing something tomorrow. It's always today. If you need to get saved, you're saved today. If you need to get right today. If you need to get things right with somebody, do it today. The Bible never promises a tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. I'm not, you're not. No matter how young, healthy you are, you're not promised a tomorrow. So I'm preaching tonight on the subject, it's not too late. You can get right with God right now. Now, it might be too late in a little while, but it's not right now. Listen, I want to say a couple things right quick, and I'm going to show you the video portion of the message. The first thing I want to say is, it is too late for some people. For some people, it's already too late. It's too late for the people in the days of Noah. When old Noah went out there for 120 years, we're not told that he preached 120 years, but we assume that he did, maybe he did, but I know one thing, he did preach, and he preached, and he worked on that boat, and he preached, and he worked on that boat. His boys helped him, they sawed, they hammered, they put that boat together, and people laughed, and people mocked, and people made fun, and they said, oh, don't tell, he said, it's going to rain, God's going to drown everybody. They said, you're crazy, old man, there ain't no water never fell out of the sky before. Up until that time, hadn't rained on the earth, and they thought he was crazy. Just as sure as you're sitting in that seat tonight, boys and girls, that day come when the sky got black, the water started falling, and them same people beat on the door of that ark, saying, Noah, let us in. Noah, let us in. But they couldn't get in. It's too late for them. It's too late for them. Too late is the saddest two words in the English language. Too late. Too late for them people in the days of Lot over there in Sodom, when God said, I'm getting Lot and his kids out of Sodom and destroyed those cities and burned them up. They could have repented. Listen, in Noah's day, every one of them people could have got in that ark and got saved. Every one of them. But they chose not to. And it's too late. It's too late for the people in Lot's day. They fooled around and fooled around and said no to God. And now it is too late for them. Hey, you say, well, Brother Danny, how do you know? Because Jude said, the book of Jude said that the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah are, quote, present tense, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Right now, suffering. They didn't suffer back then. They are suffering right now. That's something people don't believe in eternal hell. Jude said they are, quote, present tense, suffering right now the vengeance of eternal fire. Boys and girls, you need to realize that there's a hell and that there's a heaven and that everybody here is going to one of those two places. People say you shouldn't scare young people. Everybody ought to be scared of going to hell. Mamas and daddies ought to be scared of going to hell. Grandma and grandpa ought to be scared of going to hell. The Bible said by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. I'm going to tell you tonight, young people, it's too late for them. It's too late for Korah and them men that mocked old Moses, and the earth opened up and swallowed those men. It's too late for the rich man in Luke chapter 16 who said no to the Lord. He did not go to hell because he's rich. He went to hell because he said no to the Lord Jesus Christ and his blessings and blood. And he died without God. It's too late
for those that said no to God down through there. It's too late for every drug addict, every drunk, every adulterer, everyone that said no God and died without God. It's too late. When a person dies, it's too late. I heard the other day they was trying to pray for some guy and he done dead and they was praying for him. I don't know, you're wasting your time praying for somebody who's already dead. They've invented that place called purgatory, and there's no such place as that. In the Bible, there is no such thing as purgatory. And this priest was trying to get money for these people to pray this guy out of purgatory, and he said the family kept getting money, giving more money, they would finally get him out. And he got on that one time and he said, "We got him all out but his leg. And if everybody will still keep giving, we'll get him out." I heard they had him out but his leg. His leg was still in purgatory. And I'm going to tell you, there is no such thing, young people, tonight. The minute you die, it's heaven or it's hell. It's too late for that young person that was out in a car accident last Friday night and died without God. It's too late for that young person who overdosed on drugs this weekend, maybe even last night, that died without God. It's too late. Now, I want to say tonight, it's not too late for you right now, but it's very late. It's very late. I'm going to show you some things in a minute that's going to shock you. What I'm going to do is I've put all this stuff together with the help of Mr. T back there. Me and him worked on this back in the spring, and I put it together, and he got the stuff for me. We put this together, and I'm going to show you a conspiracy. And the conspiracy is there's a force moving the whole world toward a point like that right here. And he's working in Russia, he's working in Germany, and Japan, and China, and the United States. What I'm going to show you tonight is that the devil, the chief conspirator, is working to get the kids ready to accept the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. Kids, don't do it. There's coming a day when they're going to make them put a mark on your hand or on your forehead. And without that mark, you can't get a job, you can't go to school, you can't go to college, you can't get a driver's license, you'll not be able to do nothing. You say, "Well, Brother Danny, what are we going to do?" I tell you what I've done. I've got saved and ready to meet the Lord, and I'm waiting on the Lord Jesus to get me out of here before that happens. That's called the rapture. And brother, I'll tell you something, brother, we're going to leave out of here one of these days, and it might be tonight. The Lord might come tonight. I don't know about you tonight. That'd be just fine with me. If the Lord wanted to come tonight, I ain't perfect and I dread the judgment seat, but it'd suit me just fine tonight. If he just said, da-da-da-da-da, and said, "Let's go," and we just shot right out of here this evening and went home to be with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's coming one of these days. And the best thing that could happen to you if you're saved, best thing that could happen to a Christian is Jesus to come. You ain't got a problem that couldn't be solved in 5 seconds after Jesus come. Physical, mental, financial, family, it doesn't matter. Your problem will be over. It is very late. I'll not take time for a big long introduction, but I'm telling you, it is late. The signs are everywhere, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. When the Lord said, "as it was in the days of Noah," there's all kinds of stuff in there about these sons of God coming down in Genesis 6, and blending with the daughters of men. I don't care what the Scofield Bible said or what Dr. So-and-so said. They produced a generation of giants. Them wasn't saved people and lost people. Them was supernatural breeding going on there of somebody from outer space. And brother, they made giants. There's bones. You can look it up on the internet. You want to look up something interesting? And I don't have it in the Smithsonian, and it won't tell you in school because it goes against evolution. Look up giant skeletons on your internet and watch what comes up. They found them all over this world, but you'll never see one in a science lab. And the reason? It goes opposite against evolution. And the religion of evolution will not allow anything to be told that contradicts their religion. I said religion. Evolution is a religion. And I'm telling you tonight, we are seeing a conspiracy to rub up these kids and take them down. I can talk to you all night about that, but I'm going to show you this evening in just a minute. And I want you to look real carefully, and I want you to watch. Here, I'm going to show you the conspiracy. I mean, it starts out Saturday morning cartoons, grinds up with Jay-Z on a rap stage, and the Grammy Awards, and Lady Doo-Doo, and all the rest of them. Say amen out there, kid. Can't hear you. Amen. There you go. You with me now? All right. I'm going to show you this tonight, and I want you to listen real, real, real good. There's some signs I want you to look for tonight, and one of the signs is the pyramid. When you see people do this, that's a sign of a pyramid, like this. And that's a satanic structure that they're using to show a sign of a pyramid. When you see that sign right there, that sign's saying, I've got three fingers turned down to deny the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I've got two turned up for the satanic horns of the devil. When you see this sign right here, that don't mean three-pointer. You see that 666? I'll show you. I'll prove it to you. It's all pointing. And you see the one eye, the one-eyed cyclops, the demon picture from underground with this big one eye, it's all pointing toward the Antichrist. Okay? All right, Ron, get me down here a little bit and the light down just a little bit. When I get a picture, you can take them on down. Now tonight, I want to show you this, and I hope by the help of the Lord that you'll watch and the Lord may speak to your heart here this evening. Now, I want to show you something. It's not too late right now, kids, but it's soon going to be, okay? Go on down with all of them. Now, watch this tonight. You're first going to see the one eye. You see the one-eyed monster there in this world that's pictured by that pyramid. You're going to see it over and over and over. Like, just a second, I'm going to swap this DVD out, and you're going to see that same thing over and over and over tonight, boys and girls, and you're going to see it happening as this pyramid, this one eye. There's a reason for that one eye. It's a picture of the one world government, and it's a picture of what's going to take place in the world in the very near future. It's a picture of one-eyed Antichrist. Watch it. Now, as you see this pyramid here, watch it now, it'll turn and you'll see the one-eyed demonic picture of Satan. That's the all-seeing eye on the back of your dollar bill. And the Lord said, the love of money is the root of all evil. Okay, thank you. That is on the Rock album. Over and over. The all-seeing eye, the pyramid. The vampires. That's why vampires are so popular right now. Half human, half demon. That's why zombies are so popular in every movie. Half human, half devil. It's real and it's taking place. Listen to this. You see how dark the right eye is? Isn't that strange? That's a weird thing to put on the front of an album. Who told her to do that? That darkened right eye. I wonder where that came from. Over and over and over again. Wonder where that came from. Who causes that? Is that just an accident? Most of these people don't even know each other. Ozzy Osbourne. You see the cross in the eye. It's the all-seeing eye of the Antichrist. I want you to look and listen tonight. What's this? I want you to hear a song here in just a minute. And this song says, as you see Rihanna there, you see this song says, We Want Your Soul. Destiny's Child, covering the right eye. Jasmine, covering the right eye. The Sign of the Pyramid, covering the right eye. Watch it tonight. Lisa, Left Eye Lopez. Covering the right eye. The oath, the all-seeing eye. That's getting our generation of young people ready for somebody who has a strong left eye. And it's the devil taking over this world. That's the Grand Masonic Lodge emblem. There's the black right, left eye, the dark right eye. There she is again. And there's the sign of the pyramid. Now listen, this song says your house, your car, your blue jeans, your tennis shoes, we want your soul. They don't make no bones about it.
We want your soul.
Give me some volume on this, brother. That's what they want, too. They're after your soul, kids. That rap industry don't care a thing about you. They don't care about your life. They don't care about your body. They don't care about whether you live or die. That devil's in them after your soul. You hear me tonight, boys, girls? They're after your soul. They don't care if you died tonight. They don't care if you ever have any peace. They're after your soul tonight. Yeah? We want your soul. Ah, Lord. You say, preacher, I had no idea. You just hang on for a minute. That's old Robert Johnson that started it all. Alicia Keys. All of them. Your phone. Your blue jeans. We want your soul. Look at Cher there. All that sign there of the all-seeing eye and the satanic horn. Where'd they all learn how to do that? See the conspiracy? See the Beatles back in the 60s? With the satanic horns up and the 666 sign? It all started in the 60s with the revolution and the devil said, I'm getting ready to bring my son on. The devil's child is coming. Now you watch it tonight. Watch it tonight, boys and girls. That's the mark of the beast. 666. We see it over and over and over and over. See there on the sign of Jay-Z's sweatshirt? You see that quote, do what thou wilt? 90% of the teenagers in America don't even know what that means. That's a quote from Aleister Crowley. You want to look up something? Instead of staying on Nosebook all night, look up Aleister Crowley. They called him the Beast. He's marked with 666. He owns that mansion over in England. And Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin owns that mansion right now. And they have an occult bookstore in it, unless that's changed recently. Boys and girls, do what thou wilt means it don't matter what God said. It don't matter what the Bible said. You do what you want to do. And some of you people sitting in here tonight have adopted that same philosophy. You say, I don't care what the Bible said. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to tell you, you can do it. But there's going to be hell to pay one of these days too. Amen. If you do what you will, there's going to be a payday someday. I said tonight, there's going to be a payday. There's going to be a payday if you do what you want to do. Listen, God ain't going to stop you from sinning, but you ain't going to stop God when he knocks your head off one these days neither. Say amen, people. Come on, y'all adults got to help me tonight. I'm telling you, brother, we've got to reach this generation. And it ain't going to be no little mamby-pamby, half rock and roll, sweet coffee-sucking church that's going to reach people. It's going to be old-fashioned hellfire, damnation, Bible preaching, like what we've been used to all these years. Ladies and gentlemen, we're losing a generation. Listen, if I had kids, I'd want somebody to get up and preach a living devil out of them. I'm telling you tonight. He says, do what you will. That's some stupid advice. We want your soul. Look at that concert there with that all-seeing eye. The back of Madonna's throat. Now I want to show you something. This is a verse of scripture that 90% of the preachers in Morganton don't even know. This is a prophecy of the Antichrist back in Zechariah chapter 11. And it said the sword will be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up. The Antichrist, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. How did them people know that the Antichrist has a bad right eye? Who told them that? The devil is preparing them for what's coming. They don't know that's in the Bible. They have no idea. I preached that 20 years ago before some of these people on here was born. Amen. I've got tapes where I preached that 20. Listen, back in the 80s, I think, there's a show come on TV called The $6 Million Man. And I preached about it back then. The $6 million, not the seven, not the eight, not the nine, six. $6 million man, like your body, is 66.6666 above freezing, 98.6. That's 66.6 degrees above freezing. The human body, that's the mark of man. And brother, I preached it back then. Did you know that $6 million man had a real strong left eye and a real strong left arm? That's weird, isn't it? Come on TV every week. And I remember getting up and preaching about that back in the 80s. Now all this stuff comes out. It's crazy. A little commercial, a little side note here. Brother, if that old black back King James Bible said it, you can take her to the bank, amen. That buck will stand, bless the Lord, when the world's on fire. We're not somebody just hoping. So this is true what we believe and preach. The Lord really is real. He really is coming back one of these days. Hallelujah, this is all real. Thank God Jesus is coming. Are you right with God tonight? Are you right with God tonight? You say, Brother Denny, I'm starting to feel a little nervous. Great. That's a sign God's dealing with you. You say, Preacher, I'm starting to feel a little uneasy. Thank God that's good. Lord's wanting to help you tonight. Don't say no to Him. Don't be a fool. Look here. Let's move along here tonight. Disney is stamped with that pyramid because Walt Disney was a 33rd degree Mason, you know. And it's all the way through that Disney stuff. Let me show you something. There was a 666. See this cartoon? This is way back. Way back. Probably in the 60s. And Goofy here wrecks his skateboard.
Why, sure I am.
That's what happened. Notice the bottom of his skateboard. With the all-seeing eye. That's sort of a weird thing to put in here. In a cartoon. Now watch. And they tell you, they say, which one of these lug nuts fits the lug nut on Goofy's skateboard? I've never seen a lug nut shaped like a pyramid or a heart or a star. Isn't that weird that that just was popping up in cartoons all them years ago? Look at this. They're looking forward to the Antichrist. The one-eyed Satan that's going to rule the world. Watch this. SpongeBob bows down and worships the all-seeing eye. Yes, you're going to see it. He said, ye are worthy, we are not. Isn't that something? Bowing down and worshiping the all. We worship the all-seeing eye. You say, Preacher, that's sort of odd to put in a cartoon, don't you think? Don't you think it's very coincidental that they put cartoon characters worshiping an all-seeing eye, saying, ye are worthy and we are not? I'm going to tell you, I ain't no devil worshiper. I ain't bowing down no all-seeing eye and worshiping the devil. They're crazy. Listen, you put SpongeBob bowing down to the cross of Jesus and it causes a national outcry. They'd take a fit all over this country. Let me show you something, brother, the conspiracy. Notice SpongeBob. Notice these characters have four fingers. See that? He's doing your sign here, but he's only got four fingers. Now watch that tonight. Only got four fingers. You know who has four fingers? Aliens. E.T. Part human, part something else. Now you listen to me tonight, kids. There's a sign there. He's going to show you the Good Neighbor Lodge. We're going to the Good Neighbor Lodge and worship.
To call this meeting of the Good Neighbor Lodge.
See the all-seeing eye on the pulpit? Weird, huh? Here they hear the all-seeing eye. They're going into the lodge. Watch what happens. See the all-seeing eye on his head?
Wishes to join the lodge.
What he's saying is, let he who is among you who wants to join the lodge face his greatest fear. You're going to really have to keep that door closed back there, please. Sun's shining in. Watch. He said, if you're going to join the lodge, you have to face your greatest fear.
Greatest fear.
Here's what you got to do. There's a snake, the serpent. And the snake brands you on the forehead. You reckon that's an accident? That it's just what the Bible said would happen? The serpent puts a mark on your forehead. Coincidence? Listen to him cheer. He took the mark of the beast. You think they ain't getting ready for the Antichrist? You think they're not getting ready for the devil to take over? See, the Simpsons had four fingers. You think that's a coincidence? It pops up over and over and over. You think that's just something that happened by complete accident? Look at it. The Simpsons with the all-seeing eye on their cartoon. They say, we're bigger than Jesus. That's what they're telling kids. We're bigger than Jesus. I'm going to tell you something, kids. That's a lie. They ain't bigger than Jesus. Jesus is bigger than the Simpsons. Jesus is bigger than SpongeBob. Jesus is bigger than every ball player. Jesus is bigger than Kobe Bryant. Jesus is bigger than Barack Obama. Jesus is bigger than Mitt Romney. Jesus is bigger than Brother Danny. Jesus is bigger than anybody. Amen. Watch it tonight. Watch it tonight, boys and girls. Rihanna. Justin Bieber with a satanic sign showing you the 666, the little nut. Has he not got no better sense than that? Look at that. You think that's an act coincidence? No, it sure is not. Now watch this.
Stunts and people putting their lives at risk for a big fat prize. It's not a nature.
All right. The pyramid lights up. When this pyramid lights up with the all-seeing eye in it, it means the president of Hollywood is coming. Make sure everybody stays down, y'all. Make sure nobody gets up. Please. The pyramid lights up saying the president of Hollywood is coming. Is coming. Now the president of Hollywood shows up, and let's see what it says about him. They go to worship him. Here he comes. He makes me nervous, this guy says. And he said he's supposed to make you nervous. He's the president of Hollywood.
What's up, Mr. Santa Claus?
He's the president of Hollywood. He's supposed to give you the creeps.
Here comes the president of Hollywood. There he is. Son, they nailed that one right, didn't they? Did they get that right or what? The devil is the president of Hollywood. They're not your friend. This world is not your friend. They nailed the Lord Jesus to the cross. They don't care nothing about me and you neither. Listen to him bow down and worship him. Worship the president of Hollywood. Four fingers, by the way. The Illuminati, they must be destroyed. There's Rihanna and there's that little Smith girl who's covering up her right eye because her idol is Rihanna. That's that little Willow Smith with that checkered floor from the Masonic Lodge. That is again giving you the satanic sign with the left hand. This is the Bohemian Grove. Here's you something else to look up, Bohemian Grove. The rich politicians in California go every year. It's about 75 miles north of San Francisco or somewhere out there. And it's in the Redwood. Nobody can get in there. Alex Jones snuck in and got this video a few years ago. First time the outside world had ever seen it. And they worship a 40-foot owl. An owl in the Bible is a picture of a demon. All those fowls in the Bible are evil pictures of evil spirits. And the Bible teaches that's an owl. You know why owls are so popular now, girl? With earrings and jewelry and that? Because it's a picture of an unclean spirit, the devil.
I don't want no owl jewelry. I don't want no jewelry at all. But you shouldn't either. It's not a picture of the Lord and doing right. An owl is a picture of the devil. Watch it as they worship around this owl. It's a one world government. It's a one world religion. A new world order is what George Bush Sr. said. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. God help us tonight. God help us tonight to quit playing church, mamas and daddies. God help us tonight to get in this altar. Some of you sitting right here tonight, you're just as cold as ice. This will roll right off your back. You've heard so much truth, it don't even do nothing to you no more. And the devil is showing you tonight. Watch here, and you'll see it. Little Wayne, as he gives a satanic sign, with he's conjuring up spirits, and he's doing like this, he's doing like that, like trying to get a spirit to possess him before he performs. See that sign? There it is. Getting his spirit. You ought to see that video. Here's Kanye West saying he sold his soul to the devil. Listen.
I sold my soul to the devil.
You want to hear it again? Hear it?
I sold my soul to the devil.
What about that? You say, oh, he's joking. Well, that's a funny thing to joke about. Here's Katy Perry saying the same thing. She sold her soul to the devil.
All I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents...
Upside down cross.
So I kind of sang about... where I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I... sold my soul to the devil.
And hear it again. Hear it again.
And so I sold my soul to the devil.
That's this world for you. You don't get famous out there in this world by just being talented. You got to sell out somewhere. Madonna said that. That was Aleister Crowley. You want to do a study? You study that man's life. He said he was in touch with aliens to bring a new age of Horus. In 1919, he drew a picture of the intelligence with whom he was in contact. And look what he looked like. That was in 1919, before they ever even heard of a UFO in Roswell. Lil Wayne says, I'm not a human being. You reckon? You remember what I told you a minute ago about sons of God, daughter? You know... you say, well, Brother Danny, you really don't think that there's people walking around down here that are mixed with some kind of supernatural being? I don't know. I know the Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah. And they did it in Noah's day. It just might be. I'm not saying it is. I don't know. But I know that's what Jesus said. Look at here. He said, I'm not human. Look at here, what they say. The 666, the mark of the beast. They don't even realize. Beyonce says this. She said, I have someone else who takes over when it's time for me to work. She says, when I'm on stage, it really ain't me. It's Sasha Fierce. It's a demon. See this pyramid sign? What's this video? This is Beyonce in a satanic ritual, levitating like they do in Satanism. And I want you to notice a strange thing. The dove.
In her sleep, and see then...
it? Isn't that weird?
She levitates.
She levitates.
In her sleep, and...
you know what, that's so interesting? Because when Jesus was baptized in the book of Matthew, the Bible said the Holy Ghost came down in the form of a dove. Here we see him going up, leaving. He's leaving. He's leaving. I'm going to tell you something tonight, people. Call me what you want to. Say I'm old fashioned. I've been doing this a long time. I know what I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit's pulling off this country. It ain't like it used to be. I'm telling you, tonight, we better get back to God. Now I'm talking to our church members here tonight. We better get on this altar. You say, well, I don't feel nothing. You need it worse than any of us then. You've done seared your conscience. You can get to the point where preaching don't even get to you. You can get to the point where nothing don't get to you. You're in trouble tonight. You better run to God and beg Him to have mercy on you. Watch it tonight. Sasha Fierce is her alter ego. Jay-Z's got that rock-aware stuff, that Rock Nation stuff. He said there's another God. He's claiming to be another God. Do what thou wilt. Quoting the greatest Satanist that's ever lived on planet Earth to destroy another generation of young people in America. You know what Kanye West said? He said, I'm so illuminated I glow in the dark. Illuminate, Illuminati, light. You know what that word comes from? Lucifer, lux, light, L-U-X. That's lumens, like these lights in here are certain lumens. Amen? This projector here tonight has like 2,600 lumens of light. He said, I'm illuminated. I glow in the dark. Now you watch it. There's the sound of 666. That's not, don't mean three-pointer, kids. This is Nicki Minaj at the Grand Grammy Awards. Look at me. You ought to see the reaction I get when some of these pictures flash up here. Some of these kids can't even be still. I'm fighting against demon spirits tonight. I'm standing in between your soul and hellfire. I'm standing here tonight as God's messenger to you, warning you, get right with God before something terrible happens. Her alter ego is Roman. She's demon-possessed with a demon named Roman, and you're going to hear Roman talk through her in just a moment. This was on the Grammy Awards all over the United States. Have we gone crazy in this country? Watch her fly like a cat or a rat up in the corner. Roman. Come up a little bit on it, brother. She never did say she wanted Roman to leave. She said, take a short vacation, Roman. Now you know what the Bible says about that, don't you? The Bible said if an evil spirit goes out of a person and they go walking through dry places, the devil don't like dry places. He likes wet places. That's why he lives in humans and dog animals and stuff. He sought through dry places seeking rest and find none. He goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than himself and comes back and dwell there. That's what happened to her. If Roman left, he went and got seven more spirits and moved back in her. Watch it. That's on TV. What's happened to us in this country? Are we heathen? Singing a Christmas carol. Here she levitates. My God, people, what's happened to us in this country? God have mercy on us. Here's an example of Roman.
Roman is a crazy boy who lives in me. And he says the things that I don't want to say. He was born, you know.
I feel so sorry for her. I feel so sorry for her. It breaks my heart thinking. I mean, that could be one of our kids. That could be one of my girls. She don't even realize she's possessed. She said, he's a crazy boy that lives in me. He lives in me. And she said, he won't leave. I've asked him to leave and he won't.
Just a few months ago, run out of rage and rage. So he bashes everyone. He threatens to beat people and he's violent.
That must be nice.
Now listen to what she says. Pitiful. It's so pitiful.
He wants to be blamed. I don't want to blame him. I ask him to leave, but he can't. He's here for a reason.
He's here for a reason. And the reason is to anoint her to take the kids of America to hell when they die. That's the reason he won't leave.
People have brought him out. People conjured him up. Now he won't leave.
People conjured him up. Now he won't leave. Now you're actually going to hear Roman talk through her.
What up, bro?
Listen to this.
Situation with Roman's revenge. Why your man Weezy is on point two? He's mad out there.
Yo, Roman's revenge is just about taking control, saying Roman is here to stay, and anybody that ever doubted Roman is going down in a coffin.
Hear a growl? That's what demon-possessed people do. Still think it's a joke? You still think you're so cool that you don't need Jesus? You still think you're smarter than everybody? You're a fool tonight if you walk out that door tonight unprepared to meet God. You could die tonight. Jesus could come before. You know what? I'm just going to be honest with y'all tonight, folks. I've been so burdened for our church this week. Just us, just shining light.
Yeah.
I've been so burdened for our church. It's been about to kill me this week. I want God to do something for us. I want God to do something for our church people and our families. I want us to get right with God, people. I want us to get right. I'm talking about me. I'm the pastor. I'll be the first one on the altar saying, God, help me. God, I don't want no sin in my life. I'll be the first one. Will you do it too? We're going to lose a generation of kids. We're going to lose our bus kids. The devil's going to knock them buses out one at a time. He ain't going to stop till he gets out one of these kids out there in sin. I'm so burdened, I'm about to die. Oh, God, it is. Look at that. Paving the way for the Antichrist. They don't even realize it. They're honoring his characteristics and welcoming his arrival.
This secret society that when a rapper, and I'm talking about when musicians, black artists reach a certain level, this secret society.
She said when a black artist reaches a certain level, secret societies approach them and get them to join, like the Illuminati, like that, and get them to join because they got money, and then they bless their ministry and they get more money.
Society still wants to infiltrate and control the money.
Watch it tonight. The 666. The 666. Over and over. That number's coming, kids. That number's coming. Jesus might come tonight. He might come and get us out of this world before I get through preaching this evening. Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet the Lord?
To register with the Neos.
Look at this. This cartoon is over 15 years old. And it's about the Neo Sapien. There's you something to look up. You want to get an education? Look up Neo Sapien. That cartoon says there's a Neo Sapien race. Mixture of people and some kind of animal demon spirit. Look up Neo Sapien. We're Homo Sapien, a human being. Look up Neo Sapien. And that man is the leader, and they're getting everybody to take the mark, and it's now mandatory teaching kids that the day's going to come when a super race will rule the world, and they got to have a mark. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, our nation is moving 90 miles an hour toward a one-world government, a one-world monetary system, a one-world religion where you can't say nothing negative about nobody, and one-world currency used all over the world. That's why our nation is wanting to be brought down till you hear all this socialistic doctrine being like a communist nation.
Being central administra-
that guy got four fingers.
At once.
Look at that. That's a human being with four fingers. He's mixed with something else. How'd they know that? How did they know that? Who told them? That was before E.T. ever even come out. You see, whoever this chief conspirator is, sure is slick, is Satan.
During this registration,
animals has four fingers, people.
Under the skin.
Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, animals.
For all natural humans.
See the microchips are getting ready to put in your hand and on your forehead by emergency.
To register will be considered enemies of the Neo-Sapien government and will be dealt with accordingly.
The safe.
Enthusiastic crowd.
Here you go, the trade building in Chicago.
Civil registration.
Registration.
Mandatory registration. See the mark on his head?
Advanced Neo-Sapien technology has made the implantation process simple and completely painless.
Advanced Neo-Sapien technology has made implantation easy. They worship the Antichrist.
This is an important day.
Look how big he is with four fingers.
Superiority of the Neo-Sapien race has triumphed. Those who opposed us.
There were giants in the earth in those days.
Terrans who accept the Neo-Superiority of the Neo-Sapien race has triumphed. Those who opposed us have accept the Neo-Sapien.
Listen what he said.
Will be tolerated in the New World Order.
Whoa. Did he just say that?
Exist will be eliminated.
Anybody that resists will be eliminated. The Bible said you cannot buy, you cannot sell without the mark of the beast on your right hand or on your forehead. My soul. Look at the cartoons. Getting the kids ready. Everything in your house got that on it right now. Toothpaste, dog food. Everything in your refrigerator and cabinet's got that on there right now. Them little marks mean six, that means six, and that one. Go check it when you get home. Lady Gaga has the marks in her hand like the sufferings of Jesus making fun of the Lord dying on the cross. The all-seeing eye. See the lightning bolt. The upside-down lightning bolt of KISS. Of Marilyn Manson. Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That was Selena Gomez with that little shirt on there, with a lightning bolt on there. There's KISS with a lightning bolt. Jesus said, I saw Satan. You know what that Foo Fighters is? You know what Foo Fighters is? Do you understand what that means? In Germany, they had balls of light following those German planes around in World War II, and there was UFOs. They didn't know what they was. They thought this from America. America thought this from Germany, and they called them Foo Fighters. Foo means light in German. Foo Fighters. The rock group. Balls of light, like the Brown Mountain Lights. Balls of light that float around in wheat fields and leave crop circles in there the next day.
American artists, and I have no guilt.
Listen to this. This is what they preach. This is what they preach to our kids. Ah, Lord, kids, you better run to Jesus. There's Marilyn Manson dressed up like a preacher behind a pulpit with a satanic ass throwing the Bible out in that crowd, ripping the pages out of it, and they go crazy. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. We might as well just get this over with, finish off what's on my heart tonight. They about crucified that guy down there for burning that Quran, and I don't think y'all do that. I mean, that's dumb. You're going to stir up a lot of trouble, but nobody says a word about that right there. Right. Amen? If they take a fit over a man not burning a Quran, they ought to take a fit about Marilyn Manson ripping the pages out of the water. They never say nothing about it. You know why they always take it up for that Quran and never say nothing about the Bible? Because that book is the right book, and the devil likes the Quran, and the world likes the Quran. It's a false religion, that's why. I'm telling you tonight, glory to God, I'm glad I got hooked up with the old-time, old-fashioned, Bible-believing Christianity. I know whom I have believed, and I have been persuaded that he's able to keep that which I'm permitted unto him against that day. I know what God done for me. You kids better get the same thing. There ain't nothing will take you through but some old-time religion. Old-time religion.
Should come as men authority.
Look at this.
For the spirit.
There's a one-eyed demon shooting Jesus like he's with a bow and arrow, making fun of the Son of God, with one eye on the left side. Sort of odd, don't you think?
Antichrist.
Look at this. What is God? The Bible is a lie. Aleister Crowley said this: they crucified a toad on Jesus.
Taken in my after
666. Look at this. Danzig sings this song: "Serpent Jesus, Snake of Christ," and they've got a goat crucified on. Look at his right eye, kids. That's 10 years ago. 15 years ago. Before all these other people got started. They have a prostitute there on him on the cross. On the cross! When you sit up every night and watch that filth on MTV and VH1 and BET, you're filling your mind and heart with wicked stuff. And I'm going to tell you something, that stuff in country music just as bad, ladies and gentlemen. It may not be flat out satanic, but it'll turn you against that same God that wrote that Bible, 90% of it. Amen. You say, I don't like you. I don't like what you're doing neither. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to load you wagon while you're here tonight. Might as well say amen. We'll give you your dollar back. You probably didn't even give one. Look at this. My soul. Death to Jesus. That's what they wear at concerts. Put one on there that says death to Muhammad and watch it get on the news. Watch it get on the news. Brother Burrell, there's over there at Bell Share over there in Ashland, and a preacher was preaching on the street and they spit on him. And nobody said a word, and I wouldn't even note it if one of my friends that listened to me on the radio hadn't called me and told me. They spit on the preacher over there preaching on the street in Ashland. If that had been some Christians spit on the homosexuals, it'd have been on the news and it'd have been nationwide. You see the mess we're in? The world ain't on our side. We are the enemy for this world. We've got to get out of the way, and we are fixing to. Amen. Denzel Washington said he got down on his knees and asked the spirits to come into him and help him act the part.
Got on my knees and sort of communicated with the spirits.
He communicated with spirits.
I was in charge.
Powerful sin.
I couldn't have acted that.
He said, I couldn't have done it in my own power. Spirits came in me and helped me. You want to see something to shock the daylights out of you? Look up Hollywood's Satanic Agenda. And it starts out with them old movie stars way back there in the 40s. And every one of them communicated with spirits and asked them to help them to be able to act a part. People demon possessed. You say, well, Brother Danny, you're going to take away all our fun. You ain't going to hell. You ought to shut up. You little brat. You ought to thank God you ain't going to burn in hell. No matter what we have to give up, we're better off than going to hell when we die.
I couldn't have.
For the spirits of those who have come.
Oprah said, I give my body to be a carrier of the spirits. No doubt about it.
Most meaningful to the character. Just become the vehicle for that character.
Calling out for these entities.
I tried to inhabit me.
I emptied myself and let the spirit inhabit me. And you can mark it down. That ain't the Holy Spirit she's talking about.
Coupled with repetition.
Jim Morrison of the Doors. They said he wrestled all the time. This song, Calling on the Gods. I'm going to let you, the reason, this is old, but the reason I want you to see it is because you're going to actually see as that demon grabs him and you'll hear his voice change saying you can't petition the Lord with prayer. Watch it.
Pray.
Here it goes now.
You cannot petition the Lord with prayer.
That's a strange thing for an entertainer. What does he care if somebody prays? What's it to him? Listen to him say, calling on the God. We need something else to get us through.
And calling on the God.
Little G. Notice that sign, young people. You hear it?
what they're doing.
My tear drops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm calling for.
See that? 98% of Hollywood, the music industry, have major ties to interstate, including athletes, street workers of the Illuminati, promise entertainers great riches if they'll join and take the oath.
In the minute your casket still pays, victims of a
they don't even realize what they're doing. You listening, kids? Watch the Satanic Pyramid. LeBron James. Jay-Z. At the parties, Kobe Bryant. You'll see LeBron, Spike Lee. The devil gives them money. The devil gives them fame. The devil gives them popularity. They're leading a generation. Making LeBron like Jesus. Watch him do the ritual before the ball game. Watch this. See the 666 sign? You can do three without doing that. Watch this ritual for the game, Brother LeBron James. See that? My heart is absolutely broken tonight for us. And as I told you, what you're getting ready to see right now, and I'm closing, is actual video footage of what happened in high school at Columbine a few years ago. I hope and pray nothing like it ever happens here in one of our schools. But it happened 8 times in less than 2 years. We all just seen the other day where that guy went into that movie theater and just started shooting people. It could they somebody come in that door right there tonight and start doing the same thing. Nope, you're not safe anywhere. Walmart, anywhere. I'm telling you, we're living in a satanic age. It ain't guns. People always had guns. I mean, stuff like that didn't happen like that. You're going to see tonight a little story as I close. It's too late for them boys at Columbine. I think Brother Derek and them went out there a few years ago, and I've done a little bit of study on that incident. Went to school one day and took guns and just started murdering their fellow students and teachers. You don't ever know when your last day of school will be, when your last day of life will be. Watch it. She tried to witness to him.
The other kids just seem to treat him bad.
It happens in high schools all over this country.
So she turned around that very day to tell him that Christ is the way.
She tried to witness to him.
God just seemed to make him mad.
She tried to talk to him.
He said, just get away from me.
He said, get away from me. There is no God.
Why can't you see? And if there was, he'd never love someone like me.
She said, it's not too late.
It's not too late to
she said, it's not too late. You can turn to him tonight. He paid the price for you. Girls, don't let the devil ruin you. Don't let some old boy ruin your life. Don't let somebody give you drugs, alcohol. Don't let somebody talk you into the bed you're not mad to. Don't do it! Don't do it! The Lord will help you tonight.
They made his life unbearable. And he saw her in the hall at school. He thought that she was
do it, girls.
Such a fool. The
don't do it, young man. Soul.
She reminded him of what he didn't have. So he took a gun and put it to her head.
She said, it's not too late.
She said, it's not too late.
Change your mind.
It's not too late for some of y'all if you'll change your mind tonight. If you keep going like you're going to ruin yourself. You're going to wind up in juvenile. You're going to wind up in prison. You could wind up in hell. You could wind up in hospital. You could wind up in rehab. You better live it or not. Listen, kids. What you're going to see right now is actual video of what happened at Columbine High School. You'll hear girls begging for their life. And the boy said, "Are you want me to stop and shoot some?" It really happened. It really happened, kids. This is no joke. 911 call.
Can you tell me where you are?
Watch them run through the hallway in fear. Shot that girl, see her fall in the hallway.
I gotta get to my daughter to call about it. It's right now. I can't get anywhere near it. I gotta get down to her. Okay, calm down, okay? Boy, I think we're coming to information.
My Lord. One of our children are in. Too late. Too late for some of them.
On the side,
watch it tonight.
Mother's
coming in tonight, Dad. I'm a little bit.
The gun is right outside
the library
door, okay? I don't think I'm
going to
go out there, okay? You
ain't
calling my name, okay?
Shut up. What?
Tell her to shut up.
What? Are you dead yet?
Aren't you dead yet? See the girl over here crawling for her life. And you'll see him shoot him. Cold-blooded murder. There she went. There went another.
Shot fired.
What? You're still alive?
You're still alive, he says. Oh, Lord.
Stop!
Oh, Lord.
You want me to stop?
Oh, Lord, help us.
You want me to stop right now?
Lord, help our bus workers.
Shut up!
Lord, help our bus kids. Lord, help our teenagers. Lord, would you help us tonight?
It's too late now for him, you see.
It's too late for them. For them to come on bended knee. They had their chance, but they threw it all away. You've got your chance tonight, friends. Don't throw it away. You've got your chance to get your life right. Don't throw it away. Don't blow it. Come on, singers. It's not too late for you tonight. It's not too late for you tonight. Believe in Christ with all your might. Get in this altar. Let's get our hearts right with God. God is waiting now to save your soul. Don't wait. Get it right. Get it right. Get it right. Let's get right with God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. God is waiting now. Come on. We need some soul winners to pray with these kids. We need some soul winners to pray with these kids tonight. It'll be too late one of these days. Come on, Daddy. Come on, Mama. Let's get in here tonight. We need some parents to pray. Some mamas and daddies pray with all these kids. Give me just a tad of light, brother. Just a tad, that middle one. I want to tell you tonight. Not too late. Come on, boys. That middle one. On the left. There you go. Come on, kids. Come on. Let's get in this altar tonight. Let's get in here. Come on. Let's get out of your seat. Let's get out of here tonight. Come on. Let's let God speak to our heart. Let God speak to your heart tonight. Oh, God, speak to our heart tonight. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, boys and girls. Let's get this on. We need a bunch of adults to pray with these kids right over here. Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. Come on tonight. Come on. We need some soul winners over there. That's right. You'll know something you've never felt before. How about some of you mamas? How about daddy?
God speak your heart tonight. You let God speak your heart tonight. Let God speak your heart tonight. Let God speak to you tonight. Amen. It's not too late. Somebody pray with all these tonight. God is waiting now to save you. Come on, friend. Come on, let's get your heart right tonight. Come on, mama. Come on, daddy. Amen. Come on, go ahead, y'all. Go ahead, sing it out. It's not too late. It's going to be one of these days.
There are ones
saved by name. Amen. You better let God speak your heart tonight. You better let God speak your heart tonight. You better let God speak to your heart tonight. Come on. God will speak to your heart tonight. The Lord will help you if you'll let Him. If you say no to Him now, He won't help you. But He'll help you if you'll come. He'll help you if you'll come. Come on, Daddy. Come on, Mama. Let's get this order tonight. Let's rededicate our life. Let's get right with God. Or you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble if you don't get right with God. Let's get right with y'all tonight. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, mamas and daddies. Let's get right with God tonight. Come on, teenagers. Come on, girls. Let's go tonight. Let's get right. Yeah. Glory to God. Woo. Oh, glory. Thank God. So long. Amen. Come on, get saved. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Man, come on tonight. Come on, let's go back to school. Get on fire for God. Yeah, come on. Come on tonight.
All the others.
Yeah, man. Come on tonight. Come on. Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on tonight. Let's obey God. Let's obey God. Come on tonight. Come on, young lady. Come on, young man. You know what you need to do. God will help you tonight if you'll let Him. He'll help you tonight if you'll let Him. Yeah, man. Come on, young people. Come on now. God, amen. Come on. Yes, hallelujah.
Time's a wall of faith. Other times.
It's sweet mercy that I need. Yes, yes. But the one. Still praying tonight. You may be sitting there back there tonight and you feel like your heart's about to bust. I'm going to tell you something. Whatever it is that you're holding on to that's keeping you from getting right tonight, I promise you it is not worth it. It is not worth it. The Lord's going to jerk a rug out from under you. It always happens. It always happened. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Nebuchadnezzar, King Darius, Pharaoh, every one of them that said, nope, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care. The Lord jerked the rug out sooner or later. The Bible said, be sure your sin will find you out. The Bible said, For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You can't get around. You cannot. You cannot just say no. Especially now, your eyes are open. You know better. I mean, you look at the gang of kids in here tonight. It's amazing on Sunday night. It's amazing. Don't say no, my friend.